On our newsmaker line, one of our favorite novelists of all time, Joel Rosenberg, is with us. And Joel has written his now, what, third novel, The Ezekiel Option, which is just hitting stores, I guess, next week. Joel, how are you?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you?
You know, you're always creating trouble. You've had two bestsellers now, The Last Jihad, The Last Days. I understand what you have, like a million copies out in print.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so tell us about this book.
Well, The Ezekiel Option picks up where The Last Jihad and The Last Days left off. Of course, the first one was about getting rid of Saddam Hussein. The second was the death of Yasser Arafat, all before those things happened. Now, The Ezekiel Option is an American president now pushing hard for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal when all hell breaks loose. Basically, a dictator starts rising in Russia and build a nuclear alliance with Iran, threatening the United States, Israel, and the West. And, you know, what's interesting, I take the characters through this, this dictator in Russia actually comes to the United Nations, and he gives a speech in which he demands that Israel be treated the same way that Iraq was. In other words,
it's a little eerie, Joel. I mean, because this is what's so eerie about all your novels is you really bring it to life with modern events. So Saddam's gone, Arafat's dead, and American president and his advisors are pushing hard for the Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. All hell is breaking loose around the world. The dictatorship begins rising out of Russia. Well, what's the news about Vladimir Putin today?
Well, that's right. Drudge has just put up a story in which advisors, lawmakers close to Putin are trying to change the Constitution so that he can have a third term. I was in Moscow last fall doing research for this novel, again, this Russian-Iranian alliance against the United States and Israel, and I met with top Russian officials, U.S. embassy officials, Russian political analysts, and I said, do you believe that Putin is going to leave office in 2008? And every single one of them said yes. Except they had just spent the last hour convincing me of all the different things that Putin was doing to consolidate power. Now, my character is not Putin, but he feels like Putin. And I think there's an interesting question whether Putin is really a friend of the United States. Think of it this way. I mean, I know that President Bush has looked into his soul. I think, though, the president, to be fair, is reevaluating that right now because Putin has been allowing nuclear technology to get sold to Iran, the worst terror state on the planet.
Well, that's part of the book, too. I mean, you know, by the way, you've got a weird mind. I just want you to know. Maybe it's about just because you're a novelist, and like Clancy is a weirdo in real life, but, I mean, he has been traditionally a good writer. But, I mean, the fact that you will think of all these things, if you go back to your past two novels, they have run parallel with modern events, and you're kind of scaring me with this one.
Well, The Ezekiel Option is supposed to feel real. It's supposed to feel real when you think of the Russian-Iranian alliance that's growing. But then Rush gave me a wonderful quote the other day. He said The Ezekiel Option is like an episode of 24 with a supernatural twist. And one thing that's interesting is when I did the research for The Ezekiel Option, was I found a 2,500-year-old prophecy from the book of Ezekiel about a Russian-Iranian alliance in the last days before the return of Christ. Well, he said before the return of the Messiah, not knowing Christ yet. What's interesting is never since in the last 2,500 years has there been an alliance between Russia and Iran, but there's really one developing right now, and that's what I take you in this story. It's a political thriller, The Ezekiel Option, but it's got this twist in which is it possible that Russia and Iran's alliance that's emerging in real life is evidence of some historical mystery that's coming true right now.
But this is what's so weird about this, and I'm just kidding you when I said you have a weird mind.
No,
I mean,
I
you have a very creative mind, but I mean, you know, so you got this situation just today with Putin wanting a third term. You talk about in the book about a dictatorship rising in Russia, Iran feverishly pursuing nuclear weapons, and then this military alliance. And you also bring the UN into this. You have WMDs associated with the White House and what they're going to do, et cetera, about this. I mean, it's really, you know, I mean, it's just real life except in novel form.
Well, I hope it's a fun summer read. I mean, I wrote The Ezekiel Option both to be thought-provoking, but also to be a lot of fun, high speed. You know, when in doubt, I say kill someone, which you get to do in novels. You can't do in real life. But it's, you know, it's a journey, and it's an exciting journey. One thing that's interesting is how President Reagan was fascinated with this Ezekiel mystery, this prophecy of a rise of a Russian and Iranian alliance. And I found, actually, in Reagan's official biography by Edmund Morris, where Reagan, Ezekiel was Reagan's favorite Bible book, and he believed that Russia was the character, the country that Ezekiel was writing about, and even talked about it in the Oval Office with Colin Powell and Howard Baker, who thought he was nuts. But that, I try to make the Ezekiel option almost like an evangelical Da Vinci Code, a fun summer read, but, you know, with that essence of political realism that you've been so kind to, you know, to talk about in terms of the last jihad and the last days, that feeling that, gosh, this thing could happen tomorrow.
Well, I think that's what has made, you know, both those books of yours so successful and both bestsellers. I mean, is that they just strike a chord with people. I don't know where you get all this from, but the fact, and I don't know, you've got like a blessing over your head, because every time you write a book, I mean, it seems to just fit in with modern events, and that happened in your last two novels, and now this is happening here.
Well, you know, U.S. News and World Report called me a modern Nostradamus. I'm not a prophet or a psychic, but as you know, I'm an evangelical Christian from an Orthodox Jewish background. My family actually escaped out of Russia. My grandparents did. When the Tsar was killing thousands upon thousands of Jews, they escaped around 1907, and by God's grace, got out and got to the United States, where we lived in freedom, and my father and mother were able to come to know Christ personally. By the way, you're at the Billy Graham Crusade. I had the honor of working on the Billy Graham Crusade in Syracuse when he came through. I was at Syracuse University, and we actually did a forum for student leaders there called Peace in a Troubled World, talking about war and the rumors of wars, but the real issues of peace. And what an honor to meet him. And I think that those, anyone who's listening to your show today, I think will resonate with the Ezekiel option, because it's a political thriller, but it certainly comes from a Christian and a Jewish perspective on world events.
Well, congratulations. I mean, it's terrific. We actually put it up on our featured book on Hannity.com, and it's another outstanding book, and you're just very gifted and talented, and there's something that's just eerie about how your books fit into current events. It's scary.
Well, you know, you've been talking about, even earlier in the show today, about evil, and really at the heart of these books is the fear that if you don't understand the nature and threat of evil, a person risks being blindsided by it. And that's what happened on 9/11. And we, you know, we cannot afford to be blindsided again by Iran, by Russia, by Syria, or honestly by those in Washington who have a modern, secular, liberal perspective and may not see evil until it hits them. And we don't want that. And
all right.
The Ezekiel option is not a political book in the classic partisan sense, but it's a political thriller that raises these issues, these existential issues of who are we, what do we believe, and is there something going on larger in the world than just the day-to-day, you know, backbiting in Washington.
All right, Joel Rosenberg, great novelist, new book. When is it out? Is it out just today? Or?
No, it actually comes out today, yes. And
congratulations.
And I'll give a speech at Heritage on Monday on Russia,
very
Iran,
good.
And the bomb, and we'll go from there.
It's called
very kind to have me on again. It's good to talk to you.
Anytime, Joel, and we wish you the best, and we're proud of your success. It's really been unbelievable to watch you rise to the top in the world of fiction, and you're doing terrific. And
you were the first interview for The Last Jihad, what was that, 3 or 4 years ago, and really set these books in motion.
But you're a great writer, and I mean, I just spotted your talent right away, and I just, obviously, other people now have fallen, have found you, and we wish you the best, buddy.
Well, you're a good friend. I appreciate it enormously.
All right, The Ezekiel Option, it's on Hannity.com and in bookstores everywhere.